Man kann sein Glück aussehen, es hegen und pflegen, langsam wachsen sehen, darauf warten.
Oder man reißt es einfach auf.
Die Lose zum Aufreißen von Lotto Bayern. Das Bayernlos, das Bayernglück, das Extragehalt oder das Megagehalt. Reiß dein Glück auf. Nur in deiner Lottoannahmestelle. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Infos unter biök.de.
I don't post online often, but I've been experiencing something weird and wanted to hear if anyone else has experienced something similar, or if you have any advice. Or maybe I just want someone to listen. I don't know anymore. This entire situation is just out of control. I've turned out all the lights and locked the door, so I don't think anyone knows I'm here. Maybe the patrolman. It's just me, and that mask for now. At the beginning of the 2020 pandemic, I was suddenly dumped by my girlfriend of 4 years, Sherry. She was going to study at a university abroad, and instead of having a conversation with me about it, she just decided to end it. Hell, I would have moved to Stockholm right along with her, even if I don't know a word of Swedish. But here we are. A few weeks prior, I'd been considering a job opportunity in a nearby town, and this breakup was the final straw. I took the offer, packed up my things, and tried to look forward. You know, even when my heart was trying to pull me back. My new apartment wasn't anything amazing, but way better than expected. A bedroom, a living room, a surprisingly spacious kitchen, and a bathroom with a large tub. I couldn't complain, and the rent was dirt cheap. I got the place recommended through a work colleague who had just moved out of there, and they had nothing but good things to say. Normal neighborhood, and if I ever needed it, there was also a daycare just across the street. Not that I have any kids yet. Maybe someday, if I make it through the night. Not with Sherry though, she had a chance. Sorry, I'm having a hard time concentrating. I keep hearing these noises in the stairwell. They're knocking on all the doors. So anyway, I moved in the beginning of February 2020. Everything seemed fine. As a warehouse and logistics manager, I'm constantly putting out fires. But compared to my last job, this was a cakewalk. Living alone, the paycheck went straight to my pocket. I gotta admit, I splurged a bit. New TV, new furniture, fancy new bed. This place shaped up real nice, real fast. Maybe that's why I'm having a hard time letting go of it. I met the neighbors in passing every now and then. Nothing formal, but they seem nice. The apartment building has 4 floors with 2 apartments each, and I'm on the top one. There are a whole bunch of similar buildings around here, at least 8. There's a large elevator that can take me straight up to my door. The walls are modern and mostly soundproofed, so the only time I would hear my neighbours were during their 4th of July celebration. They were nice enough to put up a notice about it on the board downstairs though. All kinds of people live here, but mostly young adults and middle-aged couples. There are 2 families on the bottom floor that seem to be best friends, having their kids play, sometimes even leaving the front doors open for them to run from one apartment to the other. I thought the kids were getting on my nerves, but it's nice to see some happy faces when you get home from work. Alright, so about the masks. Yeah, I'm getting there. It was the beginning of September 2020. The rain was getting bad, and people were going back down into lockdown after the summer. We were all bracing for a second wave of the virus. One day, when I got back from work, there was a package outside my door. There was a similar package outside my neighbor's door. I was curious and walked down a flight of stairs, only to see the same kind of package outside every door there as well. I figured it was a commercial stunt, so I just picked up my package and opened it then and there. And there it was. It wasn't just some ordinary, cheap plastic mask. This thing had a built-in air filter and was made of some kind of rubbery plastic, almost 1/2 inch thick. It could cover my face and half of my scalp. It was large enough that there was a little mechanism that you could hook behind your ears built in, but it was a bit loose. The thing probably cost upwards of $100 to make, probably weighs around 2 pounds. maybe £3. The problem was the face. This mask was weird. It had the expression of someone just mindlessly gazing into nothingness. Mouth half open, slack-jawed, tired eyes. A piece of white felt behind the eyes so you can't see what the wearer is looking at. It had a sterile white colour, with a thin black lining around the inner edges of the eyes. Kinda like an eyeliner. There was no note, no explanation, no packing, no sender, nothing. Someone hand-delivered them. I was about to go inside when my neighbours stepped out of the elevator. We had a small chat and wished each other well. Then they noticed the package outside the door. "Some kind of gift?" the husband asked. "Do you know who?" "No idea," I shrugged, holding up my mask. "But they don't look cheap. I wonder if we..." "Yeah, we got two." The masks were slightly different sizes, but had the same face and colour as mine. We laughed it off, wished each other a good evening, and locked our front doors while social distancing. I don't know if I should have just tossed the damn thing then, or if I should have held onto it tighter. I didn't even think about that mask for at least a week, until I woke up late one night. It was about 3 a.m, and something was going on at the daycare across the street. 3 police cars, all with flashing lights, pulled up at the same time. They turned off the sirens, but I was up and staring at the window in a heartbeat. 2 officers entered the building with their guns drawn. There was a lot of shouting, but it died down fast. About 10 minutes later, an ambulance arrived. No sirens, just flashing lights. Police tape was put up. The next day, there was a short article in the local paper. There had been a murder. A young man who had lived in the area was on his way home when he was reportedly followed. He called the emergency number and tried to take shelter in the local daycare, but police didn't get there fast enough. He'd been stabbed to death while the emergency operator was still on the line. They couldn't say for sure if the assailant had been a man or a woman, only that they'd been wearing an odd white mask with a peculiar expression. The police were all over the case. They checked with every single neighbour in the area. I was one of the last ones they interviewed, seeing as I lived on the top floor. I told them what little I could, and they seemed ready to let me go. That's when I showed them the mask. I'd hidden it away in a storage closet and hadn't thought about it in a while. "Same as the others," they said. "Did you see who delivered it?" "Not a clue," I said. "Everyone got one." "No weird phone calls, notes, friend requests?" Of course, there was nothing. The masks had shown up out of nowhere. The hunt for the masked murderer was on. It wasn't exactly nationwide news, but we got a fair share of reporters looking into it. Apparently, the victim had a mask of their own, but it was found broken. The police looked into everyone who owned one of those masks, but it was soon made to be clear that the murderer could have been just about anyone in town. There was no way to tell where the masks came from or where they'd been made. Someone could be handing them out just to throw the police off their trail. In the months leading up to Christmas, I started seeing those masks around town. People started wearing them to protect themselves from the pandemic at first. They're surprisingly comfortable. But after a while, it became a social thing. You could spot a neighbour across the street and wave at them, all with a little sense of anonymity. When you wore that mask, you were just a curious nobody from the neighbourhood. You were one of the crew. Anonymous, yet belonging. Hell, I wore it one time when I went grocery shopping instead of my ordinary face mask. I gotta say, the weird white mask was way more comfortable, except for the faulty ear strap. That and people seemed friendlier. Well, some people. The ones with the masks. Soon, I started seeing the masks at night. People would dress in bulky clothes and meet up with other masks outside, completely silent. They'd leave each other notes on the board on the bottom floor. A lot of the messages were very open and inappropriate. Things like couples inviting people to their bedrooms, or anonymous and hateful messages about people outside the neighborhood. If the mass killer could get away with murder after all, they could all get away with calling out a loud neighbor or asking for casual meetups. But people can normalize everything. We adapted to the pandemic, so we figured we could adapt to this too. The police asked people to stop wearing the masks, and everyone agreed to do so. Then they wore it anyway. There wasn't much pushback, so I figured at least a few of the officers had masks themselves. But not everything was sinister. I remember one time when a masked woman took to the streets to play a violin. It was just around the first snowfall, and the entire neighborhood were looking out the windows. Behind every pane of glass was a pale face staring at her. I had my own mask on. It felt weird not to have it. We couldn't call the police or turn anyone in just for the mask. I mean, were we turning in a murderer or a violinist? Sherry would have hated it. She always hated mannequins, dolls, masks, all that stuff. There was something about faces frozen in time that freaked her out. But things were going downhill fast. Over the course of a few weeks after Christmas, there were 2 muggings, 1 assault and 1 attempted murder. All assailants were described as wearing masks. Funny how I stopped noticing the flashing lights and sirens. I guess we really can adapt to anything. In early January 2021, the masks stepped up. The messages were getting cryptic. Meetings at midnight. Sometimes there was gunfire or screams. One apartment building had a small fire started in the kitchen. Then they started going door by door in my apartment building. There were usually 4 of them. 2 couples, early 50s. They don't say anything. They just knock on your door and wait. They're making sure everyone is still wearing their masks. If you don't open the door wearing your mask, I got the feeling they'd do something bad. I'm pretty sure they've concealed holsters. They're pretty open about it. Yes, I answered the door every time they knocked. Yes, I wore the mask. No, the strap thing behind the ear still wasn't sitting right. The nightly gatherings became more frequent. Sometimes they'd all go somewhere, and sometimes they'd just disperse. This one time, the police came, and everyone just ran back into the buildings. The police went door to door to ask if we still had our masks. Of course, I lied and told them no. No one was arrested. All around town, petty crime was on the rise. Break-ins, vandalism, car theft. But it was getting a bit more serious. Some masks were seen walking around with handguns and knives. One time, there were 3 masks with Molotov cocktails. There was another attempted murder as well, with a young woman being shot at close range 3 times. She ended up in a coma. It was also singing, mostly at nights, but sometimes I hear it when I just walk around town. A cashier whistling a certain tune, a ringtone from a phone in the crowd. People all around town started embracing the idea of living double lives. Hell, sometimes they don't even try to hide it. I once saw a mask in uniform handing out parking tickets in broad daylight. Fast forward to 3 nights ago. I've been getting ready to leave town. I've talked to my brother about crashing on his couch, and I've been packing up the essentials. Then, someone knocked on my door. The patrolman, I figured, and put on my mask. But it wasn't the patrolman. Outside my door, in the unlit hallway, was a skinny man, towering above me. Tall, elongated. He was wearing a hoodie, a pair of pale blue old jeans, and I can't remember his feet. I don't know if he even had any. He was wearing one of the masks, but I was floored by just how tall he was. He would have to crouch to even fit through the doorway. He tensed up to move, and I stepped back. Maybe he was about to leave, I don't know. I was too surprised. My damn mask came off. The strap behind my left ear finally snapped. My mask fell off, and the tall man stared at my naked face. Then he did something I've never seen before. His mask moved. It went from a mindless open-mouthed face to a joyful one. A big, grinning smile. Cheeks that puffed up. White lips revealing a white inner mouth. White tongue, white teeth, white throat. It wasn't a mask. I ran to my bathroom, fumbling for my phone. I was just about to slam the door shut when I noticed a long arm holding it open. He was reaching over me, completely silent. That big grin came closer as he searched my face. I just held my breath, looking for an opportunity to run. He was so quiet, so quick. It was like watching a twitching bug. I didn't feel his breath. Then, he gave me a new mask, held it up to me with two long fingers like leather chopsticks. It looked just like my old one, but it was brand new. The straps were reinforced. I took the mask and spat out a reflexive, "Thank you," and saw the tall man back out of the room, still wearing that big grin. I looked like a caricature of a person backing away from a frightened animal. I felt like a deer in headlights. It was all so quiet. I slept in my bathtub that night with a locked door. I held the mask close all night and dreamt of faces coming out of the bathroom tiles. White faces, grinning. Now, I'm not sure things can get worse. That's why I'm not sure if I should still run or not. The patrolmen are coming tonight. I just know it. But I don't know if it is a good idea for me to answer the door. I don't want to put on the mask again. It feels irreversible. Maybe my old mask was faulty. Maybe this all affects us in a greater way than just giving us a sense of anonymity. Maybe this tall man is something else. They call him the handsome man on the board downstairs. Almost every note is about him. They thank him. They bless him. Handsome man, handsome man, handsome man. Hell, I heard it sung in the stairwell. I have my bags packed, but I'm getting cold feet. I don't know what would happen if I stayed longer. Then again, with a mask like this, I could do amazing things. Right? Looking through the eyes of that mask, I see freedom. Unyielding, unadulterated freedom. I don't hate it. Would you? Just saying, maybe there's a good reason why people adore that thing. Sherry is returning home over the summer. It's just the next town over. Maybe she has something coming.